You're up to Daf Tzadik Yom Aleph. We just chazal over now this last omit before that we had a machlokes between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan. How exactly was the lechem upon him? How did the lechem look? That we have before, Rabbi Chanina said it was kemin teva prutza, means like a box that was opened up on top, a broken box. The kitzel was like a square and a flat bottom to it, and two sides coming up on both sides. And Rabbi Yechanan was one that says no. The lechem upon him was like a round, came in svina rakedis, like a levona, or like a V-shape, that it came down in the middle, like to a point, and the sides it came up. So we had a few questions on this. More came up before, that we hold it's a teva prutza, it was good how the bezichin was on top of the lechem, but we hold it was a svina rakedis, it was like a V-shape, or a levona shape. So on top, how did they put the bezichim? So the answer that was, mokum avadlu. Yes, they made a special place on top of the top lechem, where to put the bezichim. Then we had the shalom was, bishtem l'man d'yom, kimentei l'prutz, was like an open box. There was good, heavy yas v'kanim. Now the kanim we'll have later, Rashi says, there were 28 like rods going across from one side of the shulchan to the other side of the shulchan that supported the lechem. In other words, on the shulchan itself, it went up. Two times six lechems went straight up, the two piles of six. So how come one did not cave in the other? They were like kind of reeds going straight across, and there were a set of three, then three were going across on each level, like to hold up the lechem. So if the bottom of the lechem was like flat, so it's good how these three reeds, these three rods, held them up. But El Laman Diyama came in Svinir Rakedis, the bottom was like a V-shape, it was like a pointed shape. So kanam hechi hevi yasvi, how did they have like three kanam going across? You should have to have just one kanam, just one rod going across in the center and below to hold the bottom part of the lechem up, but on the sides of the chura, where it turned upwards, how did the kanam hold it up over there? So the Gemara says, yes, the Gemara said that musha ovid lehu means there are projections on top of it, and Rashi says mashpa from the betzek, from the dough itself was sticking out, and on that they had the rods going straight across that could hold it up also. So kids, was possible to have this nifim, even told that the lechem it was made like a V shape. Then the Gemara said again that Bishtolim on the Yom Espina came in Teva Prutza, it was like a broken open box. Haino de Samchi lo Snifim Lechem. That sounds good, how the snifim, now the snifim, that was the two sideboards that went up on the side of the shulchan. That went straight up, and like the lechem itself, like leaned against the snifim. It held it in shape. So this claim, if the lechem was like a straight bottom, and both sides came up, so we had a straight beam, like a straight board, going a pole going straight up on the side of the shulchan, it would hold the sides of the lechem in place, it shouldn't fall and break. But if the lechem was made like a V-shape, or like a U-shape, how did the snifim hold the lechem stay in place? It was only like the tip of the lechem that touched the sides. But the main part of the lechem was like a V-shape that was curved downwards, sidewards. So if you had a straight beam going straight up on the side of the shulchan, it would not protect at all the main part of the lechem. Would only protect the tip of it, it would still be able to cave in. So what was the purpose of having the snifim? These were rods going straight up on the side of the lechem, on the shulchan. So Mara says, yes, the ogad lu magu. What you have to say is, the snifim type, the two beams, it could be, the pictures have three on each side. Three beams went up. Now on each beam, there was also like a piece coming out downwards, like the opposite of a V, to hold the lechems in place. So from each beam going up, there was also magal diogo means, diogal and magal means there was a piece coming downwards, also like a V-shape, to hold the sides of the lechem in place also. So therefore, is the purpose of having the snifim. Now the Gemara said, Pishtam l'man diyama kimin svinu rakedis, if the lechems look like a V-shape, haynu dibin and snifim, it's good why you have to have snifim altogether. In other words, now it was like a V-shape, to put one on top of another, it would like cave in and press down on it. It would break. So therefore you had to have these side rods going up, and each rod had like a piece, a sniff coming out in a V-shape to hold it in place. But if you learn it was like an open box, So then each one fit on top of the other perfect. It was like a perfect line going up. If so, snifim lomeli, what do you have to have rods on the side of the shulchan altogether for? What do you have to hold it in place? The lechem themselves, like, are just piled up perfectly. Samar says, yes, still, agav yukra the lechem tolach. The lechem weight has some weight to it. So one on top of another, the top would like press down and break the bottom tolach. It would break and crack it. So therefore, there was a purpose of having snifim side the boards, side the beams, going straight up, that would give support at least to the sides of the lechem. So therefore, it would not bust. Again, the Gemara says, Vishlem l'man diyam kimin svinim rakedet. They've learned the lechems were like a V-shape. Snifim agabi shulchan menachem is very good, that you know where the snifim were, they came up from the shulchan itself. Like we're saying, it wasn't just the stam, a straight rod going up, but on the bottom of it, it was like a V coming out of it to hold the sides of the lechem in place. So therefore, that V shape that came out, pshita, was leaning on the shulchan itself. But el leman diyama kimin teva prutsa. But if you learn the lechem like an open box, so the sides went straight up. If so, the snifim hechi monachlu aria monachlu. Like it's a question. The snifim then did not go on the lechem itself, because it was on the outside of the lechem. Like the pictures of books, the way they have it is that the snifim, the side rods, go straight up from the floor. So that's the question, like, does it start out on the floor and go straight up? So Mora says, yes, in, it's like the truth, that's the way the rods on the side of the shulchan went straight up. To Yomer of Abba Bamamo, that the divri oyma kimin svina rakedes, if you learn like the lechems, were in a V-shape, so snifim agabi shulchan menachem, then these side rods started out from the shulchan itself, because there was like a V-shape coming down on it that went a little bit out, so projected over the shulchan, so it was supported up by the shulchan itself. But l'divrei oimer k'minteva prutza, if you learn the lechems were just like an open box, then snifim agabi karka menachem, the side rods that just kept the sides of the lechem in shape went up from the floor straight up to the top of the shulchan, to the top of the six piles of lechems one on top of another. Now the Gemara says, "Kaman knows who does it go like?" Hod the Yom Reb Yehuda. That Reb Yehuda said. Reb Yehuda says, "Yishno halechem ma'imedes asnifim." The lechem itself also kept the snifim in place, these side rods, and the asnifim, the side rods, ma'imedim as lechem, also helped the lechem to stay in place. It's Kaman who does it go like? To Kaman the Yom Akimin Svinu Akedis. There should be a proof according to Reb Yechanan that says that the lechems were like a vishay. Therefore, like we said, the snifim had a little projection itself coming down. So therefore, that projection, when the lechem went on it, it held it in place. And it also, in return, held the lechem in place. Whereas Mashma, if it would have just been the beams, the side rods going straight up, if it held the kamin teva prutza, so they, true, hold the lechem in place. But the lechem does not hold them in place. The only way the lechem holds them in place, if you learn it with the svina rakedis, that the sides of the rods had things coming out like in a V-shape to hold the lechem in place, and therefore the lechem would hold the rods also in place. So it's another proof like Rabbi Yechanan. You're now holding that Tzadik Hei on top. But the Gemara says, Mace, we have a question now. So it says that Kimin Kiveris Hoyuloi Betana, in the oven with the Beit Lechem upon him, the mold there was like a beehive, and it says V'doyma Kimin Tavlum Rubas, it was like a square. It was like a square plate. So l'churi bishlem l'moit Reb Chanina, that the lechem looked like a teva prutz is very good. It was square. It was bottom on the bottom was flat. But l'churi tzakasha krench Reb Yechon, he said no, the lechem was like a V shape. Says so, how could you have kimintavlam rubas? How could you have a plate like a square plate? L'churi had to be like a V shape. So my answer is Amos say you piya daima kimintavlam rubas. It just means on top. On top of the mold, it was like a flat. But then Chamiyam, besides that, it came down like a V-shape. So if it went to Yekash, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Tanya command the Yoma kemin Svidi Rakedis. I'll bring you another proof, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Lechem upon him looked like a Svino, like a ship that's dancing, like moving. In other words, the bottom of it sinks into the water like a V-shape. The Tanya will learn like this. There were four rods of gold, like we said, on the side of the shulchan that went up. They were like peeled off. on the top of them. Kimin da kronim.
Mamas Rashi says it means kimin kanim ad kronim.
Kanim. Sheish lam anofim harbe, like branches. They have a lot of branches to it. And it's as if it was peeled off. Kitu, like a bracket on top of it. So, hoyu, shesemchim bemes lechem. That on these brackets and these things coming down, it would support the lechem. Shudoyma kimin svini rakedis. It says clearly it would support the sides of the lechem, that the sides of the lechem upon him were like a srinu rakedis, like the sides walls of a ship that come down to a V-shape. So here is another riot, Rabbi Yechonon. Now the Gemara says, Shailo, Ibrakol ponim, the Rambam paskin, like Rabbi Chanina. That's usually where the pictures have that the way the lechems were, it was kimin teva perutza. Now the Gemara says, Iboilo, the question like this, lechem haponim nifsol b'masois, or yena nifsol b'masois. Does lechem haponim become posol b'masois when they used to travel? Rashi says, kishenoisim yisoba midbar. When Klai Yisrael used to travel in the Midbar, on the Mefarkim HaMishkan, they would take down the Mishkan. The Meisan HaShulchan HaMalechem, and they would carry the Shulchan with Lechem on it. Kiddush Sivah, the Pasuk says, V'yal Shulchan HaPonim, Yifreshu Begat Chelis, that used to cover it up and travel with it. The question is, Minivsa Lechem V'yaytzi Alay, is the Absul Yaytzi enough now? When they were traveling now with the Kiddush, they're taking the Lechem now outside of the Mishkan, there'll be Absul Yaytzi, or maybe no. That was the question, that nifso b'masois, or in a nifso b'masois, when the Shulchan was traveling, does it still have the Kedusha like it's in the Pinim? Or maybe no, it's sort of like Yetzay, like it's outside the Pinim, so have a psul Yetzay, that's the Shiloh. So Moses says this in Machlekes, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Chad Omer 1 says, nifso yes, it becomes possible, the Lechem on the Shulchan becomes possible, when they're traveling. The Chadama one says, no, any Nisra does not become possible when they're traveling. The Mor says, man, the Yom Nisra, the one that says, yes, it becomes possible. The Pasuk says, Kasha Yachanu, Ken Yiso. The same way they're resting, that's where they're supposed to travel. If so, Ma Bechini Yosei. Just like when the Mishkan is resting when it's up. Nisra B'yotzei. If you take the Shulchan outside the Mishkan, you take the Lechem outside the Mishkan, it becomes possible there's a Psul Yotzi on it. If so, Afbinisi Yosef Nifsa B'Yotzi, who are din when they travel, also there's a Psul of Yotzi. If it, when the Lechem travels, it has a Psul. Rashi says, B'chini Yosef Nifsa B'Yotzi, im Yotzi chutz l'klim, take it outside the Klim, k'dasiv, oisli yam l'vonu v'achlu v'machum kodesh. So now when they're traveling, it also is a Psul. Therefore, the lechem becomes possible. But the man, the yom, the enu does not become possible. Still, the pasuk says, "The lechem hatamid olav yia." The lechem should always be on it. Rashi says, "Alma b'dushosay koi." That calls them on the lechem is on the shulchan, even though they're traveling. Still, it has kedusha, and therefore, there's no psul yotzei. Read just the other man, the yom. Nami ayiksev. It says, "Kasha yachnu ken yiso." The chutz mashma, just like when it's up. There's a psul yotzi. He would do now when it's traveling. Also, there's a psul yotzi. So how could he say the lechem is still kosher? So I'll tell you, he dashes lead the gisa. He dashes it around just the opposite way around. It's like this. Man b'chini yosai. Just like when it's resting. Ki lo yotzim emekoymai. Lo mistel, if it does not go out of the shulchan, if it stays on the shulchan the whole time in the mishkan. It's not possible. There's no psul yotzi. It's so after the yosai. The same thing, even though now when the shulchan is traveling, if the lechem does not leave the shulchan, lemistel does not become posel. Sada Rabba, the drasha teaches me that there's no psul yotzei, calls him on the lechem is on the shulchan. The other man, the yom anami, it says, v'lechem ha'tamid olav yia, says lechem should always be on it. So, mashma, it always has kedusha. So how do you say there's a psul yotzei when the shulchan is traveling? So Mor says like this, Ela rather ki yosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omri said like this, Be mesuder, kol zaman de lechem is mesuder. Means it's on the shulchan, pshita de kuliyam, malay pligi, everybody, there's no argument that it has its kedusha and there's no psul yotzei. Avad, there's no psul kol zaman, it's mesuder, it's on the shulchan. And the key pligi, where's the machlekes, be mesulik. When they take off the lechem off the shulchan. So that's the machlekes. Man the Yamanus, the one that says yes, he would take the shochet and the lechem off the shochet and comes posel. The Sivir says, Kasha Yachna ken yisol. Meaning to say, Ma, b'chini yosnesa, when the Mishkan is up. Nisa b'yotzi, he would take the lechem off the shochet and take it outside as a psul yotzi. Is after Nisa Yosef, the same thing when you travel now. Nisa b'yotzi, they also is a psul yotzi. But Laman the Yamanus, so the one says no, when the Mishkan is traveling, and the Shulchan is traveling, even though they take the Lechem off the Shulchan, still it's not possible. Why? The Sivit says, V'nosa Oyomayid, meaning to say, Alpha Pisha Nosa Oyomayid who? Even though it's traveling, it's still considered Oyomayid. So therefore, there's no Psa Yaitsei, it's still considered like it's in the Oyomayid. But Gemara Vidach Named Yadman Yamoso, Ayok Siv Kasha Yachnu Ken Yiso. Exactly to say it's not possible, the Chura, just like when it's resting, if it's taken out of its place as a Psul Yaitse, the Chura, when it's traveling also. So I tell you, he dashes it again, Libaki, so the other way around, it's like this. Ma Bechini Yosei, just like when it's resting. Kilo Mafik Lei, if you did not take it out of its place. Lei Misso does not become possible, you have to take it outside of the Kalei and outside of the Mishkan to become possible. But inside of the Mishkan it's not possible, there's no Psul Yaitse. So he learns after Nisiyasa the same thing when the Mishkan was traveling, Kilo Mafiglo, if you did not take it out of its machane, Le Misal. Because he holds Kozuman, the Mishkan is traveling, it's still called Oyomayid. So Kozuman is in the Oyomayid, it's in the Mechitza. So the Mishkan, even though it's traveling, there's no Psu Yotzei. Therefore, the Lechem is still kosher. But the more read of the other man, the Yom, that it says that yes, it does become possible. I Hoksi Venos Oyomayid. It says, V'nos Oyomayid Mashma Kozuman, the Mishkan is traveling, it still has a locha of an Oyomayid, so it shouldn't be a Psul Yotzei. So why do you say yes, there is a Psul Yotzei? So my answer, I tell you who, Lidigolam Udiyasa, that Postikov, V'nos Oyomayid just means for the Digolam, the flags. Rashi said, Lidigolam means, Loheris, comes teach us, Eza Degel Yisa Rishon, V'yeza Amsov, Yez Achron, how exactly they should travel. That's what this means. V'nosa Yomayid means that the Golem should still travel in the same places. But not to say it still has the Kedusha of the Mishkan. Therefore, when they take down the Mishkan, if they take the Lechem off the Shulchan, Avada, there will be a Psul of Yotzei. For the more Vidach, the other man, the Yama, Mimachna Halevim, V'teich HaMachnes Mavka. He learns out the Parsha of the Golem from another Pasuk. So the Pasuk says clearly, Machna Levim, Betecha Machnas, that the Machna Levim, that should be in the middle of the Machnas. Master, when they're traveling, it should be the same way that the Golem were. So he learns it out from this Pasuk. So what the Pasuk said before, Venosa Yomayid, he's told that he comes to teach us that even when the Mishkan was traveling, still it has the Kedusha of a Mishkan, and therefore if the Lechem does not leave those Mechitzes, there's no Psul Yotzei, even though you took the Lechem off the Shulchan while it was traveling. Now the Gemara says, Meisve have a question. It says that Bishas Silik Masois, the time when they were traveling, Rashi says Shapruchas, Niglolois, when the Peruchas was rolled up. So, Kodeshim Nifsolim B'Yotzei, there be a Psul Yotzei. Rashi says, Shein Lehem Koloyim, since there's no Koloyim, the Peruchas was rolled up. So no, the Kodeshim now is called like Chutz from the Koloyim. Rashi says, V'Yafal Pikein HaMachne Kodesh, even though there'll be a Psul Yotzei upon the Kodeshim, but still the Machna has its Kedusha. And therefore, like it says here, V'zovin U'mitzaroyim Mishtalchem Chustam Ritzosim, they have to be sent outside the Machnas, Rashi says. Rashi explains this, at least, that's what Gemara says, now Rashi explains. V'yafal Pikein HaMachne Kodesh, V'zovin U'mitzaroyim Mishtalchem Chustam Ritzos. Mitzaroyim means Chustam Machne Yisrael. For Yimhalchim B'Seif Machne, they go in the back of the Machne. Like it says in the Mor Brochit, as Vohod B'Seifoy, V'zovin Chutz L'Machne L'Viyah. V'zovin, they had to go outside the Machne L'Viyah. It says clearly, now even though B'Shas Silik Masois, the Kodeshim would have a Psul Yotzei on them. But even though it has the Kedusha Machne, that the Zovin and Mitzurim and Shtachim Chutz L'Mechitzosim. So Mor says, my love doesn't mean to say over here this halacha, this Toseftin Zvochim. My love, Afilu Lechem upon him. But even the Lechem upon him also have a psul of Yotzei on it. So Hertz writes to the Mandyama before that says that Bishasta were traveling, there would be a psul Yotzei on the Lechem. The Gemara says, loy, no, could mean bar mi lechem upon him, excluding the lechem upon him. The lechem upon him, even though when they're traveling, it went off the mish, it went off the shulchan, still there will not be a psul yetzin. So Gemara says, why, monoshach, what's going on? Let's see what's going on here, monoshach. E oyel maya dafka hu, if oyel maya the dafka, if safi lukadishim nami, then the kachem also should not have a psul. So it should not be a psul yetzin. If you say now it's called an oyel maya dafka, Rashi says means afagav the huglu apreches k'tanul yel, even though the preches was rolled up and the traveling still is called an oyel maya that has the gedusha of the kloyim, so then there should not be a psul yetzay on any kachem. Why do you say kachem has the psul yetzay and not lechem upon him? B'manashach, if the oyel maya is still called the oyel maya, there should not be a psul yetzay at all. Elamai e oyel maya lav davku. It is so no, that it does not have a shame oyel maya right now, since the traveling is so afil lechem upon him nami. There should be a psul yetzay even on the lechem upon him also. So what's going on? How could you divide up this tesefta? How could you say that there's no psul lechem upon him only about the other kachem? Samuel says rather, Ela rather, ki yosti rov, when rovin came, Omar, he said like this, that the mar omar be mesuder, or mar omar be mesulek, b'lei pligi. There's no machlekes over here. Now when do we say before by lechem upon him, there's no psul yetzay, that's only be mesuder. Kozman the lechem is on the shulchan, then there's no psul yetzay. Or mar omar, that's what we say here, there is no psul yetzay for mesulek, when it's off the shulchan. In other words, we're going now that the oyel maid is only calls the man it's up. When it's down, it's not called an oyel maid anymore. That's what the pasuk said before. For nos oyel maid means only for the degolim. Means still has the parsha of the degolim. But the actual kedusha of the oyel maid, b'shas by traveling, it has no more kedusha. Therefore, would be a psul yaitzei. Only the lechem upon him that's still on the shulchan itself is still mekadosh. There's no psul yaitzei. Therefore, there's no machlokes. Some Rabbi says if so, Shema Amin of Mir, there's a proof that Yesh Siluk Masoyis Balaylom, that you should know, sometimes they start to travel, even at night time. Rashi says, Shema Amin of Mir, it's a proof, Midutani, since it says that Kodeshim, when if Solem Mishum Psu Yetzei, that there's a Psu Yetzei on this Kodeshim, you have to say that sometimes Yesh Siluk Masoyis Balaylom, Rashi says, that Shemhoye Nala Olam Balayla, let's say the Olam went up at night time, so they used to start traveling right away at night time, they did not wait till the next morning. That's the Chiddush. That Shemamit of Mir, it's a proof that Yesilak Masoyas Balayla. Why? Because the Yis, Sagadadif, you tell me and think, that Ein Silak Masoyas Balayla, meaning even if the Olam went up at night time, still they did not start traveling till the next day. If so, Amos, madly, when do they start taking it down? When they start traveling, let's suffer in the morning. If so, ma'ira mishum yetzay. What do you have to say? There's a psul yetzay. Tepe lebi yisalei belina. Say there's a psulina. So since we have to come on to psul yetzay, not a psulina, mashma, we're not talking about left it over to the next morning. But rather that night time itself, used to start traveling at night time, and they want to eat it at night. So if after psulina, there's no psulina. But if psul is mishum yetzay, if they started to travel at night time, there'll be a psul yetzay on the kachim. So Mor says the chur pshita. Of course they traveled at night time. The pasuk says lo leches yomim v'lailah tziv. It says they went day and night. So Mor says no. Now the time I would have thought to say hani mili heched diyaka biyamama. When do they travel day and night? That's when they started to travel at daytime. So then they continue traveling even during the night also. Abel heched lo yaka biyamama, when they did not start traveling at daytime. But rather the clouds first started to move at night time, maybe Balavel or Motzi Akri, maybe at night time they could not first start to move, start to take down the Mishkan. That's the commercial, no, that's the Chiddushia, yes. That when the Onan started to move at night time, right away they would take down the Mishkan, and they would start traveling even at night time. Therefore you have to come on, there'll be a Psul Yetzay before there'll be a Psul of Lina. Now the Gemara says, Ramin, I have a question. It says, Huglulu HaPareichos, Hutru has oven and mitzvah in the kones lisham. As soon as they started to roll up the preches, mashmi started to travel and roll up the preches and loses its kedusha of machne, and then the zoven and mitzvah will let it come in. And the sefer we just had before now that even b'shas silik masoyis, still the mitzvah and the zoven were mishtalchem chusla mechitzofan. Here it says no, that Hugulu HaPreches, Hutru HaZovim Tziroyim, the Konas L'Sham. Some Rav Asher Lakashtoy does no stiro. Or Reb Lezer or Rabbonin, the Islam is some achloikis, Reb Lezer and Rabbonin, where there was hutra for them to come in, Bishas Silakamasoyis or not. The Tanya, because we learned like